Okay, we're on.
Okay, Jackie, we're ready.
Yes. All right. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board on April 6, 2021 at 7:02 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting is being held remotely. We need a roll call.
Okay. Ms. Yes. Carpenter?
Yes.
Mayor Malkin?
Present.
Mr. Hamilton? Mr. Roman? Mr. Hartley? Unmute.
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. Ms. Katz? Ms. Ord?
Here.
Ms. Petrilla?
Here.
Mr. Septak?
Here.
Mr. Teich?
Here.
And Ms. Sarakis? Okay.
All right. The annual agenda of meetings has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton on January 6, 2021, and posted on the bulletin board and filed with the municipal clerk. We need to approve the minutes from the January 5th, 2021 meeting. Are there any questions or anything on those minutes? Anyone have anything?
I think, Jackie, I think we have to move and second it and then put it up for discussion.
Thank you, Mayor.
Oh, we have to do a motion. Okay, a motion to approve the minutes. I thought if someone has, okay, a motion to approve the minutes.
Move to approve the minutes of January 5th, 2021.
Okay, second.
I will. Second. Petrilla. Whoever.
Okay.
Right, is there any discussion? Okay, then we need to vote.
Okay. Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Ms. Petrilla?
Yes.
Ms. Carpenter?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Ord?
I'm not sure I was at the meeting.
I think you weren't.
I have abstained.
Well, you, the January 5th meeting, I have you as present.
Oh,
oh okay. It was okay, the earlier one. Here. Yeah, yes.
Okay, Mr. Septak?
Yes.
Mr. Teich?
If I was here in January, then yes.
Okay. We have Ms. Roberts here to discuss the, or to fill us in on the ordinance, amending the zoning ordinances for the stormwater management.
All right, thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Carmela Roberts. So Roosevelt is adopting a new stormwater ordinance, as is every other municipality in the state, because it is a requirement of the Department of Environmental Protection. We prepared and you adopted your ordinance, your council did, in December, I believe it was. So you did things relatively quickly in relation to how other towns in the state are doing this. And what we prepared was almost identical to what the DEP recommended. We removed one section in relation to tidal waters because you're so far away from the tides. And I didn't think it was applicable. I still don't. But the council adopted its ordinance. You took a look. It got sent off to Monmouth County Planning Board for their review. When they reviewed it, they provided a conditional approval and made recommendations to change three things in the ordinance. There's a section of definitions that used to be titled Stormwater BMP, meaning a best management practice. They asked us to change that to stormwater basin. And there's another place where they asked us to change basin to BMP. And then they specifically asked us to add back in the paragraph about tidal waters. And so we did it because they required it in order for you to adopt your ordinance. Now, since then, I have submitted the exact same ordinance for other municipalities to Monmouth County Planning Board. And those ordinances came back fully approved, no conditional approval, and no changes that you were asked to make. Excuse me. And so we contacted Monmouth County Planning Board and said, could you tell us why this is going on? Why was Roosevelt a conditional approval and these other towns are not? And the answer that we got is that the change is basin to BMP. Those terms can be used interchangeably. And now the DEP is no longer requiring this change as a condition of approval. So here we are. Your ordinance was perfect. It's still perfect. There's no controversy. There's nothing that really needs to be changed. I suppose you could change it back to how it was if you wanted. I don't think I would change anything other than remove the paragraph about the tidal waters, but it's really so not applicable. I don't think we'd have problems with it in the future. And I would defer to you, Michelle, but you really just got, to me, it seems you just got caught in DEP changing its mind.
Depends who you speak to. You know, the DEP is a multi-headed hydra. It depends who you speak to and what their position is. And then they get involved. And I always say that only the little fish get caught in the DEP's net. That's a good example of that. You know, you're a little town, you're very cooperative, and they just, you know, they can get you to cooperate, and that's what they do. I just wonder, I heard many years ago that Assanpink Creek was tidally influenced. It, you know, used to be navigable all the way to Philadelphia. I used to go down to what is it called, Wallenford, the, you know, that place there. And so who knows? So what, it doesn't do any harm to have it in. You've come this far with it. The one issue that I think is of far greater significance than these, you know, these silly bureaucratic changes that the DEP is off and on about has to do with the applicability of the stormwater regulations to projects that are less than what is defined by the regulations as major development. So the DP indicates there may be some opportunity to change the standard in certain instances, but it seems to be the opinion that for residential development, you wouldn't be unable to change the standard to a you know, something that is perhaps more stringent than what the state defines major as. And I think that is a complete misinterpretation of the residential site improvement standards, which are applicable to subdivisions and site plans and not to just regular lots. But it, you know, it's probably not worth the battle. And I think that, you know, if that, what, I forget that last case that we had where the woman wanted a impervious coverage variance. Yeah. And
Navarre,
really, Carmella did. Carmella's office did a phenomenal job in reviewing that to make certain that the additional impervious coverage wasn't causing a negative impact. And that's one of the ways to do it, because impervious, you know, you're really not going to see much in the way of subdivisions or site plan. How big is the gas station lot, Mayor?
I believe that it's, I want to say 2.5 acres or something, but a lot of it is a buffer zone.
For wetlands, you mean?
Yeah, for wetlands, so can't be touched. There's also restrictions on the actual, where the foundation of the gas station was, where there can't be there can never be a nursery school and some other type. Right.
We put those on, yeah.
Yeah, the reason I ask that is because I just wonder, I guess you might have the swim club site, which might get developed and might trigger the regs, but I don't know if that's currently defined. And I really do, I just think that there's just this, the people are painting with too broad of a brush and not realizing that there are different ways to regulate stormwater and residential site improvement standards only apply to subdivisions and site plans, but they just presume that it applies to everything. So it's just the state reaching out to regulate something that they really have no authority to regulate. So, but that there would be a possibility of having a slightly, a different trigger, but and let somebody challenge it. But it may not be worth it for you at this point. You just go forward with what you have, and if anybody comes in with an impervious surface, a variance, then you have the negative criteria in a sense that will protect you in terms of stormwater and evaluating it.
Right. Thank you. And I agree completely with that. In a town such as Roosevelt, I would be hesitant to make a sweeping change to your ordinance. The ordinance as it's written is applicable to the borough itself, all residential, commercial. And when we reduce those limits, the quarter acre of disturbance or the 1 acre or quarter acre of new impervious, 1 acre of disturbance, it also becomes a burden for the municipality, assuming you might one day want to install sidewalk on North Rochdale, that would take you to the amphitheater. Once you go over the limit in the ordinance, you are now subject to having to detain water and clean the water. Mm-hmm. And in Roosevelt's case, whatever comes before the planning board that is out of the ordinary, I am usually taking a look at that. And part of what I do is make sure that there's no water impact to the neighboring properties. So just like the impervious cover the variance that we looked at last year, I was able to protect the borough without having an ordinance that is sweeping throughout the entire borough.
Yes.
Right. So yes. I think you're well protected with the ordinance plus your planning board processes.
Thank you, Carmela. That's really helpful. That's good. Michelle, I just wanted to say that actually the swim club was sold last year. A man bought it. And I think he has a landscaping business. So I think he just needed the ground to park his trucks and such.
Nice.
All right. Now we need a motion to recommend this stormwater plan to the council.
Yes.
Yeah. So I need a motion to recommend the stormwater management plan as it stands to the council. And I believe they're going to vote their final vote on at the April 19th meeting.
Right.
Do I have a motion?
Before we make the motion, should we be looking at to see what we have in our master plan to see if, would this be a piece of the master plan? Would you take this whole ordinance and put it in the master plan?
No.
I don't remember the master plan having this kind of ordinance.
Okay, so the purpose of this review is for consistency with the master plan. Ordinarily, the zoning ordinance changes are affecting things that might be in the master plan. But the master plan is relatively old. It doesn't have a stormwater component that I recall. And therefore, this ordinance is not inconsistent with the master plan.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So motion to recommend this to the council.
So moved.
All right, second.
I'll second.
And we need roll call.
Okay, Ms. Carpenter?
Yes.
Mayor Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Ord?
Yes.
Ms. Petrillo?
Yes.
Mr. Septak?
But before I say yes, I just want to be clear that they're recommending that they just submit it as it was written with no changes. Is that correct? Because I read through the ordinance what they wanted as far as changes. So they're not going to recommend any changes, right?
Well, what you have before you are the recommended changes, but from the Monmouth County Planning Board, which got its direction from the State Department of Environmental Protection.
Correct.
Right now, you only have a conditional approval. And until you make these small changes, you won't have full approval of your stormwater control ordinance. So you do actually have to make your comment and send this back to council for them to make these changes and adopt an amended ordinance.
All right, so the vote is then to make the changes as they were right. sent out to us. Okay.
Yes.
All right, yes.
Mr. Teich?
Yes.
And that's it. Okay.
All right.
Who is going to transmit that in writing? Somebody needs to have a written, like a little, you know, one, you know, reviewed it on this date and recommended adoption. So the council knows that you did this.
Okay.
And who do you want me to draft something? Or do you want, you have somebody to do it?
No, that would be helpful, Michelle.
Okay.
Yes, Michelle.
A one-man ship.
Yes. You do everything. So then Michelle, you'll be writing that to the council?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. Yes. Under correspondence, we have the climate change master plan element that Governor Murphy signed into law. And my understanding is that our master plan comes up again in 6 years.
All right, let me explain. There are two different documents that are planning documents that are responsibility of the planning board. The master plan is really the full analysis. It has a series of elements to it. It does land use element and all, has all kind of different requirements and optional elements. Then there is the reexamination report, which reviews the master plan. And it's now a 10-year review period that the state has required, in which you identify things that may have changed since the master plan and what might be recommended for amendment. You know, technically speaking, if you have no recommended changes, you don't really have any obligation to adopt a new master plan. And the climate change element is part of the master plan and not part of the reexamination. So, nevertheless, I think that there may be opportunities. I think the planning board may well, I don't remember where you stood in terms of the zoning on the gas station site, for example, and the planning board may want to just undertake a review of the master plan and not just a reexamination report. And when you do that, that's the time when this climate change element would be required as part of the master plan. So they didn't think it through. I have been sitting on the land use law drafting committee for a long time. And we have tried for years. We had a very good rapport with the legislature that if they were going to change the land use law, they would send the proposal to us and we could make recommendations, but they haven't been doing that. So my recommendation in this respect would have been that you could incorporate this climate change in either the reexamination or the new master plan. Because if you don't really need to adopt a new master plan, this climate change amendment is never really going to get incorporated. So, you know, it's just another snafu at the state level. But The planning board may want to try to look back at the master plan and see if you have any changes that you want to make, or, you know, I'm not sure when we're due for another re-exam. Does anybody know?
I think it's 6 years.
No, it's every 10 years now. They changed the law.
I think we did it 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You did it 4 years ago, so you have another 6 to go on a re-exam.
Correct.
Okay. So you could say on the re-exam that we may want to consider changes to the master plan to implement the climate change amendment. Because it's only applicable when you adopt a new master plan.
And Michelle, what point would you say we should re-examine it?
By statute, it's every 10 years. And I think they said it was 4 years ago that it was adopted. Yes. I don't remember the re-exam. Yeah. So you have to re-exam every 10 years.
Right, that I know, but I in reference to the gas station, like when we want to start actually putting it out.
You could do that whenever you want to. The sooner the better. I remember that you had several different options for things that could potentially happen there.
Yeah.
And I think one of them was a medical marijuana clinic or something, and there were other things, and then nothing ever really happened. I think the zoning needs to have there was just a lot of debate about, I think they were going to split the site up into two different uses or something. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity that if you wanted to be proactive on your planning, you'd want to say, what do we want there? Let's try to think of what options we would want there and provide sufficient flexibility that it would provide an interest to somebody potentially. And, I think it would be a good idea without starting a formal master plan process of beginning to kind of hash out what you would consider doing there.
Yeah, I actually hear frequently from not a medical marijuana clinic, but from people who want to put a growing facility here. Greenhouse or whatever.
But, yeah, that would be a good rateable, that's for sure. They're very good rateables. And now with the new law, I know nothing about that body of law, but I know that there's some of my colleagues are very knowledgeable about those facilities. And apparently, you know, like there's few of them around now under the previous law and haven't really caused the problems to the community. And it's kind of, you're an agrarian community anyway, you know? So it might be a great use. I don't know, you want to think about it, but I mean, you have to open the door and you have to zone for it. And if you're interested in it, you might just want to start to think about different options. I mean, that certainly wouldn't be your only option, but you got to think of something that's going to work. I mean, you know, it's, on the one hand, it's a pass-through road, so it has different options in that respect. But just so long as it's not a warehouse, right?
Be careful what you wish for, because I used to be so upset and disappointed about all the woods and farms that were eradicated to put up developments. I'm like, oh my God, look at all these houses! I moved to the country. Now, be careful what you ask for, because I would much rather see a house with trees and flowers and dogs and children than a warehouse.
So that, you know, the governor's office, I'm fighting one of the warehouses in Upper Freehold. And the state is being inundated with these huge, they're called high cube warehouses. So they're very tall. They have a huge, they work 24 hours like that Amazon one. And there's all, they're very, very hard on the community. The traffic is very difficult. Trucks. And they're all over the place. And I know the governor's office is concerned.
All over here, we were really invaded. And then has anyone seen, they raised McGraw Hill, which was a beautiful property and a beautiful old building.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's nothing but dirt. And I mean, everything's gone, and a warehouse is going up.
Where is that? In what town?
Princeton Heights Town Road.
East Windsor. East Windsor. It's on the Heights Town Princeton Road.
Where 130 and Princeton Heights Sound Road meet? Just a little past that. You know where Americana Diner is, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's just a 2 miles from there, not even, on Princeton Heights Town Road. And it was, you know, it was a big old beautiful piece of property with old trees and nice old low brick buildings. And looks like a
everything.
Bomb. Yeah, it's all. No warehouses in Roosevelt.
No, I think our area though is very unique, the way like it's 2 acres split with someone's house in the middle. We really have to think about what we do want on the property to try to rezone it. I'm not quite sure how it's zoned right now.
You need to be creative.
Yes.
I have to say, just as a personal aside, my realtor, when I bought my house in 1974, was really prophetic. And he said to me, and I'm so young and I didn't even really understand what he meant at the time. But he said, Peggy, when it's one big metropolis from Maine to Florida, the whole East Coast is one big, Roosevelt will still be green. And those words, I was raised in the city. I really didn't know what he meant. He explained about green acres behind the houses. But those words have stuck with me. And then it's true, because here we are, like our little nice little town that's still green. And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Well, you fought the good battle on a lot of big properties and you won.
Yeah, we're the mouse.
We won on the Notterman track, which was a good one. We won on the U.S. home, which we got out by the skin of our teeth.
The nuclear facility.
And you have a very, you have very fertile soils. So I you ought to start to embark on something for that. Do it, sure that, that's one of the things the planning board has the ability to do in a manner that's far more effective than trying to start an ordinance on the council level.
Okay.
In my opinion, the planning board's the place to start. A better understanding of the overall planning issues. You've got your master plan that you've, you worked on. You ought to just start informally, make a little committee or something, and just try to come up with some ideas. I know you got stymied the last time. It never went anywhere. And I think Miss Ord kind of reminded me of the fact that there were, that's why I said there were two properties or something. There's something in the middle, So just, I think proper design can address that, but you ought to start to do it and see if you can get something in there that'd be a nice compliment to the town.
That's why I put that in my report in January for, the year ahead. It's like, we've got to get the gas station. I was so relieved when the building came down and we had a fresh start, but, now it's been too long. It's time to really act on it.
And we also have one well on the property that has to stay capped.
Yeah, it's a monitoring well.
For 10 years?
It's a monitoring well, so that's not a problem. I mean, they work around those things. Okay. That's not a problem. I mean, from what I know, we have an awful lot of sites that were previously contaminated and have been redeveloped. So one of the most effective ways to redevelop them is to provide an impervious coverage. So... Mm-hmm. This thing should
be. All right. I guess everyone puts their thinking caps on. Maybe at the next meeting,
we can maybe choose a committee, start looking into this.
Okay. So let's let everyone think of after what Michelle said and what we've talked about today, think of options for that property, what you'd like to see done. And at the next meeting, then we could form a committee to take those ideas and see what we could do with them.
Maybe we should form a committee before that, Jackie, just in case we don't have a meeting next month.
Why don't you form it now?
Yeah. Sometimes we go months without a meeting, so maybe we should form one now. Okay.
Anyone, so we'll ask that who would be interested in being on a committee to pursue zoning for the gas station property?
I would. Suggestions. I see two hands.
I would.
Sure.
Is that Tim?
Yep.
Fred, June, and Peggy. Anyone else?
Okay. Dave. Hi. So we all kind of are interested. This is something I think we've all felt there was an interest in doing something. Maybe one of the things we can also do is there was a RFP, request for proposals. And in it, we had a lot of suggestions in that proposal of what we felt it could be used for. It never went anywhere. Apparently, we got no feedback from the RFPs. We should at least look at that and from there start to brainstorm a little further of what we could do.
Michelle, are we limited to 3 people?
Yeah, you don't want to have more than an effective majority, but the other solution to that is to just very simply put together a list of dates and put out a notice under the Open Public Meetings Act, and then you can meet.
Okay, great, good. So we have Dave, Tim, Fred, June, and myself. Anyone else?
I would propose that it might make more sense to limit it to just 3 people to begin with, to do the research of where we are and then come back to the board with, status report and take it to a bigger group after that, because to have that many people involved at this point doesn't seem to make sense to me. So I'd be willing to back out for now. I got enough other things to keep me busy.
I admit the reason I would like to be on it is just to learn, because I'm new. I don't really know any of this stuff. So,
okay. How about you, June, and
I don't know that I would be
Fred or Peggy.
I don't know if I would be useful at this stage.
Fresh view is always useful.
Yeah, Tim, you're actually for me it would be hard just because I'm over involved as it is. So, but you're really the most experienced planning board member. So. How about if Tim and either Tim?
I'm going to vote for Dave, June, and Fred.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All in favor?
Okay.
David, June, and Fred. All right. Very good. Do we have a motion? Do we need a motion for this?
No.
I don't think so. Do we?
So no. It's the ad hoc at this point. Now we're going to come back and start the process of brainstorming, coming up what we can offer. And that means that brainstorm, even though you're not on the committee, think about things, either let us know or wait until we come back to you to add to it.
Yeah, put together a little package of where we are, a little piece of the site plan.
I'm going to try to get that RFP. That will help you a lot to see where it's gone in the past.
Just be careful about not having more than 3 people, okay?
Yeah, does 3 people say that we have a quorum and we have to post for it?
No, not, you'll be all right with 3.
All right.
And also, I can give you the information that I've gotten, or I'm supposed to meet with some people about the growing facility proposal. And then I can just tell you that many people in town have mentioned that they'd love to have a brew pub or something like that, a place to go and have a cup of coffee, a glass of wine. We do have the liquor license.
Oh boy, that's another one then.
This committee
has to alter their consciousness somewhere.
This committee can pull together the information.
A growing facility and a brew pub, and then you'll have a lot of really happy, calm residents.
Come on.
And a marijuana growing facility.
Come on. All right.
So we'll, the committee, David, June, and Fred, can get together and then report back at our next meeting. Right. And anyone who has any suggestions, Michelle, it's all right if we just give them suggestions before the meeting.
Of course. Yeah. You just can't be in the same place or be in the same, you can't do it electronically and you can't do it physically. Other than somebody writing to them and saying, I have some ideas, that's perfectly fine.
Jackie?
Good.
Jackie, yes. Also, the committee doesn't have to wait till we reconvene to share the information. Right. They're able to pull together stuff into, you know, a few page summary of where we are and what ideas have been put forward so far, and share that with the other planning board members. That's not a, not a discussion thing. Okay.
Very good. All right. So we'll look forward to that. This is great. Moving on. All right. Very good. Report of the mayor.
Okay, well, as far as it pertains to the planning board, I think I'll just say that I think probably everyone has noticed that our parking lot is being completely repaved, and we are bringing our handicap parking space into compliance. It's from when it was installed, I don't know, 30 years ago, maybe probably.
Wow. Now.
Yeah, it's a bit out of compliance. Carmela really knows this. But anyway, so we're the whole parking lot is being repaved, and we will adjust the handicap parking space to bring it into compliance. And also, preparations are starting for the repaving of Farm Lane and repaving and pipe replacement of Farm Lane and School Lane. So that will happen. When do you think, Carmela?
Oh, I think that would be next spring.
That's what I thought, spring of 22. I didn't want to say that.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. Farm Lane, that's going to go faster because this is good news. The infrastructure bank contacted us and your CFO, George Lang, recently, and they have brought back the nano program. The financing program that provides principal forgiveness to loans. So what happened was they just said, we've got this money available. And then they told us, and it's for Homestead Lane and Cedar, where we did the water mains. But we said, wait a second, we have farm and school going on right now. And the cost of the water improvements on farm and school is three times as much as Homestead.
Really? Why?
So we asked them to put farm and school into the nano program, where you could save up to 50% of that cost. And in order to do that, a construction contract has to be awarded by June 30th. So we already had everything submitted. It's processing through the infrastructure bank now, and hopefully in about a month, they'll give us the okay to advertise. And as long as you can award a contract by June 30th, which is the end of their fiscal year, you'll be in that program. And then I think what we might want to do is ask them to put Homestead into the next fiscal year and see if you're eligible then. But this one's going to move during the summer and the fall and be completed because this really great opportunity just came up.
That's wonderful.
Excellent. Very good.
Okay. And I don't know if everyone's aware, we had applied for a Department of Transportation grant that has nothing to do with transportation. It was a grant called, what was it called, the alternate something.
Transportation Alternatives Program.
And so we applied for a grant to rehab the amphitheater, starting with some minor alterations to major, depending on how much, if we were awarded, and how much money they awarded us. Mm-hmm. But there's also another grant that has come to light, right, Carmela, with the
that's right.
That
right, but if I may, that Transportation Alternatives Program grant, I think I enjoyed putting that together, and I think that is the most interesting and impactful grant I've ever written for any client. This is your park with the bust of Roosevelt, which is, there's such history connected to it. And Peggy provided so much as well as others. I will be stunned if you don't get money. And I think a substantial amount for that work. And it just so happens there's another grant available, recreation improvements, that the State Department of Community Affairs just announced. And I was thinking that we could ask for money for that. It's quote unquote a community center down there where you have your amphitheater. We could ask for money just to replace the seating area. And it's smaller simply because the amount of the grants are gonna be smaller. Hopefully we could get the two of them, you know, then there'd probably be a big pot of money and you could do everything that we foresee at the amphitheater, all new seating area, all new lighting,
wow.
Fix the That's trees. Nice. Oh, it would just be tremendous if the funding comes through.
Do you have any conceptual plans for that yet?
No, not yet. No.
But we did a walkthrough last fall, Tim.
Right.
Carmela and Cameron, and then I and myself, and then what I had two people join us. Someone who's a lifelong resident, been here since he's born, and another person who is I don't know her exact title, but she's associated with. She works for the Monmouth County Historic Building Preservation, and you know, Gail. Do you know Gail's real title, Michelle?
Gail Hunton?
Yeah.
Of course. Now she's the coordinator of the Monmouth County Parks Commission, right. All the historic buildings.
So Gail and another resident, lifelong resident, and myself went with Carmela and Cameron and did this whole walkthrough to see all the possibilities that we could, if this grant comes through, you know, and depending how much, because there's a big disparity in, you know, how much money could be awarded. But Carmela had some wonderful ideas. Actually, everybody did. We all had different ideas. It was a wonderful walkthrough. And we were lucky enough that we needed letters of support to go with the application. So I was able to get all three of our representatives, Thompson, Dancer, and Clifton, to write letters. And also I have a correspondence that I have with FDR and Eleanor's great-granddaughter.
She wow.
A few years ago, and she and I developed a little friendship. So she also wrote a letter on our behalf in support of, you know, receiving this grant as, you know, for her great-great-grandparents. So, and then the third thing I was going to tell you is another grant became known to me just last week, which is the Monmouth County Open Space Program. So I think we have till September to apply for that. So I had some surgery twice in the last couple of weeks on my eye, so I kind of put it aside, but you know, I'm gonna be looking at that grant as well. But Carmela, we can accept both grants. We can have, you know, in other words, the first one we applied for and then the one you just told us about.
Sure. You don't usually get all the money you ask for. I mean, you never know. But if you did get the two grants, I'm sure we could find a way, right?
You know, when you see something every day, you know, you're blind to it. And so when we did the walkthrough with Carmela and Cameron and everyone, and I really studied the amphitheater, not just went there for an event, I realized how much it sort of dilapidated and crumbling.
Yeah, it's really falling.
Great if we got these grants.
Yeah. Would I be correct, Peggy? Would I be correct that there was no discussion about possibly any inclement weather cover for the amphitheater? Because that sort of thing can be done also.
We didn't discuss it, but
see, you didn't have everybody there you needed.
Right. I mean, because we even discussed sound barriers, you know, for Rochdale. In other words, when there's, you know, cars go by, it's loud and trucks. But yeah, we have to wait and see, I guess, if we're awarded and how much money, and then we can, you know, work on the design. So the only other thing I'm going to say, which isn't specifically a planning board issue, but unfortunately, there will not be summer camp in Roosevelt this summer because the school would not be open to the children. So they wouldn't be able to use the bathroom facilities or have lunch or anything. So I don't think that directly applies to any of us, but there's no camp this summer. And also no 4th of July for the same reason.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask that.
Right. But what I'm planning on is a Labor Day picnic instead. Because at that point, the pool will probably be open. If not, we can probably get some porta potties. I think everyone will be vaccinated by then. So still be another American holiday. It just won't be July 4th. And we're going to try to plan for that. But
no, oh, nice.
No camp and no 4th of July. And that's it for my report.
All right. Tim, the Environmental Commission.
Maybe just one or two things. Well, actually, there was a report of the council liaison saying that the borough is planning on doing annual storm drain cleaning, which would be nice. And oh, I guess it was reported that we got some COVID funds also, but that was really under Peggy's umbrella.
Tim, can I just say that's actually a little bit misleading? I thought we got COVID funds also, but we were allotted a certain amount of money, but then we have to show why we need it and how it will be used. So if it's determined that we don't need it or don't need as much as we were allotted, I'm not certain that we get it all. It was $82,000 the borough was awarded, or the borough was targeted.
Eligible for, would be the way to say it, eligible. Okay.
Now that wouldn't be for getting a clinic set up here in town for people, because that was never done, right?
Well, we started that. I don't know if you're aware. We started that. We were so proud of ourselves because we contacted the Monmouth County Board of Health, and within days they wouldn't give us a clinic here. We tried, but at least they said they would vaccinate. We stressed that we're isolated, we're remote, and we have a pretty hefty senior citizen population. And within days, they said, send us all the names of, have your people sign up, have residents sign up, give us their name, cell phone. And within days, people were getting called. We were so proud of ourselves. And next thing you know, literally about maybe a week or 10 days later, they just shut it down. The oddest reason, our liaison from the Board of Health Department, he generally oversees restaurants, and they told him, okay, done with COVID, go back to inspecting restaurants. And he has 5 towns that he does. I was like, well, wait a minute. We don't have any restaurants here, so couldn't he still just do COVID with us? But they told him, nope, go back to work and on your usual job description. And that was it. And we've tried. I've been on the phone with Monmouth County Board of Health. I think today was the 4th time in 2 weeks trying to see if there was anything we could do about getting our residents vaccinated. And for some reason, apparently, Monmouth County is just really behind the 8-ball. Nothing is happening. Now, to be honest, I got an appointment today, but I have to go for April 16th. I have to go to Rowan University, which I Googled is 65 miles away.
Sure it is.
So, I mean, I don't mind taking a ride on it nice day, but that's crazy. That's 130 miles that day. And 3 weeks later, another 130 miles.
Peggy, pardon me. Did you try the Burlington County Megasite? It's through Virtual Hospital. Yeah. I contacted them 3-4 weeks ago, and they picked up the phone within 5 minutes. I had an appointment the next week, and I'm going. I had to change my appointment because I forgot about a meeting with one of my clients. I called them up; they put me in the very next day, and it's so much closer.
I did say to them, I might cancel this if I can eventually find something. But we were trying for all of our residents, and I think about 40 or 50 people were vaccinated, like the first ones on the list, and then they just shut us down.
The other place that they should get in touch with, if you want to spread this word, is the Parker Health Center in Red Bank. They're working with the Pilgrim Baptist Church. That's where we got our vaccines. We're done with them now, and it only took a matter of about a week to get on their list. They're a really good group to work with over there.
What's the name of it?
Parker Family Health Center.
In Red Pine. Yeah, the other thing is they were very adamant about it when I spoke to Monmouth County. They said that right now there's no cross-county vaccinations. In other words, you cannot be vaccinated in Mercer, Middlesex, or Ocean County.
Right, but Red Bank is Monmouth, so.
Yeah, no, I know Red Bank is. Because at first when she's like, we have nothing in Monmouth, I said, well, you know, I live really close to, you know, the corners where we're not far from Middlesex, Mercer, or Ocean. They're like, no, there's no cross-county vaccinations.
That's not all across the board, you know. That's not for all.
Well, that's why she said you can go to Glassboro.
That's not cross county, huh?
Boy.
Anyway, all right.
I know.
So, otherwise, on the Environmental Commission, there was some discussion about fallen trees in the woods and whether they should be either chipped or removed. But in contact with the Ausenpink people, their recommendation is no, leave them alone. They're not a fire hazard. What can be a fire hazard is leaf debris. So there was discussion about getting the council to consider an annual leaf pickup, maybe doing it in conjunction with like East Windsor, you know, where they come around and vacuum the, people get their leaves out to the road and then they come around with a big vacuum and suck them up. So you should be hearing from our council liaison about looking into that on the council side. We're getting funding from Home Depot for supply of materials and maybe labor for improving the trail puncheons on the Roosevelt Nature Trail, which was nice to hear. And we're also going to look at the possibility under the Sustainable Jersey grant application of either doing a borough tree inventory. That wouldn't be everybody's private property, but it would be an inventory of the borough-owned trees. Not every tree, but you know, ones that are significant. And also there was another suggestion about something called Adopt a Storm Drain, where you see people adopting a mile of road. There's a version of it where you adopt the storm drain that's out in front of your house, which I would be willing to do because I've got one right there. And it just means you keep it clear as much as you can in between times when the borough isn't getting to it. So that's going to be looked into also.
Sounds good. Very good. Excellent. All good things.
Yeah.
Right. Old business of the annual report for 2020.
Thank you, Allison,
for writing that. We need a motion to approve that.
Move to approve the annual 2020 report.
Okay, thank you. A second?
Second.
Thank you. And roll call?
Ms. Carpenter?
Yes.
Mayor Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Ord? Did she drop off? Ms. Petrilla?
Yes.
Mr. Septak?
Yes.
Mr. Teich?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We haven't done the designation of newspapers of record. That would be the Times of Trenton and the Asbury Park Press. So I need a motion to approve that we'll use those two papers.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Second.
Second.
Thank you. And roll call.
Ms. Carpenter?
Yes.
Mayor Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Ord? Oh, she's off. Ms. Petrilla?
Yes.
Mr. Septak?
Yes.
Mr. Teich?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The bylaws, Michelle, you were going to talk to us about those.
Yes, so I did some research into, I remembered that we had launched upon this several years ago, and it was so many several years ago that it was, I have a hard copy of a set of bylaws that we had reviewed and gone over. And I have no record whatsoever of their having been adopted. And I believe that Robin tried to check to see, and she couldn't find anything. So I don't think they were adopted. So what I can do is, if you want, I can send you a set of draft bylaws that you can look at, and you can decide whether or not what you want to change, and then just we can work out them at some, a future meeting. If you'd like me to do that, I'll be glad to.
Oh, that would be excellent. Thank
you. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. And do we need a motion to have you do that?
Yes, because it's going to cost money.
Okay.
You always need a motion with a roll call vote if it's going to cost money.
Cost money, that's right. So a motion to have Michelle send us the preliminary or the planning board bylaws for our perusal.
I can make a motion.
Thank you. And second?
I'll second.
Thank you. And we need a roll call on that.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Carpenter?
Yes.
Mayor Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Petrilla?
Yes.
Mr. Septak?
Yes.
Mr. Teich?
Yes.
Oh, good. And we had just other business as courses, classes. Fred, you took your class?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay. And Dave Teich, did you take yours yet?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And I don't know about the other. We'll have to check. All right. Very good. And Anna has that information. So she can tell you when it's offered and give you the paperwork for that.
Okay. It's down at Borough Hall. See her at Borough Hall. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's very good. She has that.
Do they do that online?
Yes.
I don't. Yeah.
Oh, NJP, New Jersey Planning Officials, does the courses online. I think mostly everybody's doing them online now.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
If you go, you're members of the town's a member of NJPO. So just go onto their website, New Jersey Planning Officials, and you'll see they have all the courses listed.
Okay.
Oh, good. Excellent. Very good.
Jackie, can I bring up something for new business?
The what?
Can I bring up something for new business?
Certainly. That's going to be my next question. Go ahead.
So I think everyone's aware that Robin Talou has accepted a position as planning board secretary for Cranberry, which meets on the same night that we do. So we've been in a little bit of flux. She couldn't, Lori Maher is doing it tonight because Robin couldn't. Robin has agreed to stay on until we find someone new. So it's a little chaotic now. We may have someone new in the near future, we may not. She was also going to see if she could handle both her full-time job with Cranberry and Roosevelt's planning board. But the only thing is, with the only way that Robin can stay on, whether it's permanently or until we find someone new, is if we change the day of our, the date of our planning board meetings. She cannot do the first Tuesday of the month. So I really don't have anything else to tell you right now. We'll, I'm probably going to contact all of you to see what other date will work for you. We needed to coordinate it with Robin and with Michelle's schedule. So at some point you'll be hearing from me when we choose another date, which probably I think might be either the second Monday of the month or one of the Wednesdays, not the third. I know our panel's the third, but anyway, you'll be hearing from me, and we're probably going to change the date so that it works for Robin and Michelle.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Right. Peggy, as much as possible, give people more options rather than less, because some of us have other monthly commitments.
Well, I know it's just hard to coordinate. I mean, we wouldn't do it on the third Wednesday because I know that's environmental, but we had to coordinate this with Robin and Michelle and council meetings and environmental commission meetings. So it didn't leave too many other days. So that's why we haven't chosen one yet, because we have to poll everybody and see what works the best.
Hey, when I read the emails from Robin, I didn't get the impression that she had committed, even if there was an available alternate date.
Well,
I think she said that she would want to assess the volume of work in Cranberry first. So, I think I'd wait to get a definitive from her before you have everybody checking
the calendar. That's why I don't even want to. And I did speak to her at length the other night, and she said she'd like to do both, but she's also the secretary for the Environmental Commission. So, you know, she's got two jobs in Roosevelt and her Cranberry, which they meet twice a month. So, yeah, that's why I'm not saying anything definitive tonight. We'll try to work it all out. And in the meantime, you know, look for a replacement for Robin. So I just wanted to give everyone a heads up that there might be changes.
Okay, very good. Is there any public comment? Sorry. Is there anyone have any other new business? Okay, I'm gonna adjourn the meeting at 8:03 p.m.
Need a motion.
I'm
to adjourn by voice vote.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
At
8:03.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Stop recording. Do you want to stop cloud recording?